Calamity is not an index to sins. It is very natural for human beings to think that great calamities are a sure index of great crimes and enormous sins, but men often make a mistake in thus measuring character. We are not living in the time of retributive judgment. Good and evil are mingled, and calamities come upon all. Sometimes men do pass the boundary line beyond God's protecting care, and then Satan exercises his power upon them, and God does not interpose. Job was sorely afflicted, and his friends sought to make him acknowledge that his suffering was the result of sin, and cause him to feel under condemnation. They represented his case as that of a great sinner, but the Lord rebuked them for their judgment of his faithful servant. Job's friends misrepresented God. There is wickedness in our world, but all the suffering is not the result of a perverted course of life. Job is brought distinctly before us as a man whom the Lord allowed Satan to afflict. The enemy stripped him of all he possessed, his family ties were broken, his children were taken from him. For a time his body was covered with loathsome sores, and he suffered greatly. His friends came to comfort him, but they tried to make him see that he was responsible, by his sinful course, for his afflictions. But he defended himself, and denied the charge, declaring, "Miserable comforters are ye all." By seeking to make him guilty before God, and deserving of his punishment, they brought a grievous test upon him, and represented God in a false light. But Job did not swerve from his loyalty, and God rewarded his faithful servant.